Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my very special guest is La Mesa Councilman Guy McWhirter, who's running for re-election, and we're going to be talking about his candidacy today. He's been a La Mesa resident for 52 years, attending local public schools. He served as a missionary for 2 years before returning to Grossmont College to get his degree. He and his wife, Joan, a nurse, have raised their 2 daughters in La Mesa. He's owned businesses and currently runs a farmer's insurance agency. He's been active in his church and served as a district commissioner for the Boy Scouts of America, as well as in other organizations, including I Love a Clean San Diego, the San Diego Blood Bank, Red Cross, the San Diego Food Bank, and Kiwanis. Guy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam. I appreciate your invitation.
Well, it's a pleasure to have all the candidates so engaged and involved. We're fortunate in this race that all 4 folks running have come in for interviews, so we're really excited about that. As an incumbent, Councilman McWhirter, what do you consider your most important accomplishments?
Well, there's actually a number of them. We were really concerned when the 4 of us were elected 4 years ago about our fire department, our police department, our downtown. Our downtown was part of my life when I grew up, and we've noticed that it kind of slipped into a little disarray. There were some vacancies and a few other things. And so once the city took care of remodeling and redoing downtown La Mesa Boulevard, it invited a lot of other new businesses to move in. The other issue that happened is, since I'm a business owner, as businesses were opening, I went by, had a chance to meet them and interview them, find out what their goals are, and help them with any of the challenges they were facing. I also worked in helping to develop the La Mesa Merchants organization for our downtown La Mesa merchants. And if you haven't been to downtown La Mesa in a while, I hope you'll take a look. We have 3 new restaurants coming in.
Yeah,
we
have a regular restaurant row emerging down there now.
From the other cities and city councils that I work with, that's what they call La Mesa, East County Restaurant Row.
They do. I think they're a little envious of that. There have been a couple of controversies down there with moving the farmer's market on Friday nights, and I was wondering what your take is on that. Do you think that it should stay on Fridays, Guy, or do you think that it should be discussed about maybe moving it to a different night or different location?
We had, as a city, the very best intentions of what to do. We want to continue to revitalize downtown La Mesa,
right.
And the farmer's market over at the parking lot just wasn't thriving. I would go there. There were a few people there. So we talked with the Merchants Association and agreed that it would be a good idea to try to bring it to the downtown La Mesa Boulevard. And at first it was wonderful, we felt. The vendors that we talked to said they're doing 3 times more business than they've ever done. There was a list of people who wanted to be part of the farmer's market. So there was a lot of good things in that regards. However, as time went by, some of the businesses were concerned about their lack of business on Fridays.
Right. It's the busiest night, typically Friday and Saturday, for restaurants.
And part of our goal was, if we could bring more people to the downtown, then they would enjoy the benefits of having the farmer's market there. So that was our goal. Some of the merchants are still very happy with it being there. They love it. And some of the other ones, they're not happy at all. We looked at all the options. One of them was, again, changing the date. But the person in charge of the farmer's market, his name's Brian, he was adamant about it not working because everybody who is bringing something to sell at farmer's market is also involved in other farmer's markets because that's their occupation.
It's a tough challenge. What's the answer going forward?
Well, we're trying to look at options. Mm-hmm. One of them we're looking now is to change the layout of the farmer's market in downtown. One of the problems they had is when the vendors' tents were on the sides of the street, they blocked the merchants. So people wouldn't see, and some people would come down, walk down the center of the street, and look at what the vendors were selling, but not look at the shops. So I spoke to our city managers and the developers that work there, and as a suggestion, I asked, can we move the tents together and put them in the middle of the road so that people will walk on the sides? When I met with the merchants once, I kind of put my foot in my mouth, and I apologized to them because I was always looking at the success of the market and what the neighbors think The neighbors that we run into when going door to door on our campaign, they all love downtown. They love the market. They talk about how great it is.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's important too.
It is. But when I was at the merchants and they had suggested maybe going back to the parking lot, I said, that's kind of a retreat. And then one of them said, and I acknowledge it, he says, Guy, that's not fair because you don't own a business on the boulevard.
Yeah.
And he said, you're right. I was looking at city eyes and the benefit to the city. But without the, without our merchants and our stores on the boulevard, we don't have a downtown. So we have to be responsible and we have to have a listening ear to find things that will work best for everyone.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that works out going forward. What about Oktoberfest? I know they've done some new and different things with that. And again, there's the question about who should fund it. Should it be the city? Should it be the merchants group? But what are your views on that?
One of the reasons that we tried to create the La Mesa Merchants Association was to give our city sort of like a downtown activity arm. Somebody who would run those, that would run the Oktoberfest, the car show, because the city did it, I think, for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it worked out all right, but we don't have time. The staff doesn't have time. It takes a lot to put on an Oktoberfest. So the merchants came in, said, well, we think we can run it. Here's what we think we can do, and a variety of other things. So they have the responsibility of that. We are asking for a large amount of cost recovery, but we're also looking at how we can help and support. Everyone on the city council has actually gone out to other vendors and car dealers or other places in La Mesa to get donations to help sponsor the Oktoberfest.
Now, Oktoberfest is coming up, by the way. What are the dates this year?
September 28th, 29th, and 30th of September.
Well, I hope to be there. It's always fun every year. Even if it's in September this year, not October. What do you view as the most pressing issues facing La Mesa going forward, and what are some of your goals if you're reelected?
Safety and crime, safety on the roads, those are always the most important things.
You mentioned you've had a nice report that just came in from the chief of police about crime in La Mesa. Tell our listeners.
We did.
About that.
It was pretty amazing. Not only did we get a great report from our chief, but we also had a wonderful news article by one of the local stations about the crime in La Mesa, down 27% over the last 4 years and the lowest it's been in over 50 years.
What do you attribute that to?
I'll give a lot of credit to our chief, Walt Lesquiz. He is amazing. When you meet him, he's like nice, mild-mannered person. But I understand from the police officers, he holds them to a higher standard, and he will reinforce that. The other issue, we feel that as a city, we are paying our police officers and our firemen a good wage.
Yeah, I understand that before you had the pay increase for the officers that you were having an issue with. You'd no sooner get them trained than they would go off someplace else where they were better paid. Sounds like cutting down on the attrition is also cutting down on crime and getting more experienced folks to stay around.
It was. It was hemorrhaging. We had so many people leaving. We always had we were never fully staffed with the police. But right now, we actually have people in line to want to join the police department.
Good. That's good news. Housing is a big issue. The housing crisis really across the county and across California. What are your views on how to balance the demand for more housing, especially affordable housing, versus the need to preserve community character and you know, concerns some people have about height limits and parking and so forth?
It's a catch-22, to be honest. The people that are developing, they're developing Little Flower Haven. They got the density bonus because they were willing to do things that the state gives them a chance to build it differently than what the code in La Mesa says they can.
Right. They're allowed to provide less parking than you normally would as a trade-off for providing some affordable housing.
Correct. And that's a great model. The worry that we get is the people that are doing the development have been very supportive of the city. They could have built that 7 stories.
Really?
Wow. Yes. There was no limit because they had the density bonus.
I didn't know that. So even if it's in a historic district or a place where there's normally a 4-story height limit like most of La Mesa has or the downtown district, they could go as tall as they wanted and you couldn't
pretty much so, yes.
Wow.
Because they don't have to pay attention to those specific building codes in La Mesa. And that's kind of a scary proposition.
I agree. It's troubling. It can really change the community character. So it's good that you found somebody that would at least work with you on that.
And so far, a lot of the developers that are coming in seem to be wanting to do the same thing. They want to be a good partner with our city.
Well, that's good to hear. What are your thoughts on dealing with homelessness, which is a growing concern, again, across East County?
I've worked with homeless people for probably 25 years through different organizations, Catholic Charities, again, food banks, and become familiar with East County Transitional Living out in El Cajon.
Yes.
And so we talked to them, and I've met with psychiatrists and sociologists that deal with the homeless. It's a multifaceted problem because you have a group of people who do not want to change. And when I brought that up in groups, they disagree with me. They said, Guy, no, nobody wants to be on the street. And after I was at a meeting in one group, I had a guy come up and said, Mr. McWhirter, I'll send you a letter about my life story. I chose to live on the street for 10 years, as did a lot of my friends.
I'm sure it's like anything else. There's no one size fits all.
There's not.
There are people who are fine with being on the streets and others where if they had an opportunity to get a job or be able to afford housing, they would want to be off the streets.
And those are the people that we're trying to reach. Our police officers do homeless counts, which sounds, you know, why do you want to count them? Because that's what they call it. But when they go out, they talk to them, they try to get information. What is their name, where their family lives, and then they contact the families. Mm-hmm. And the families, a lot of times, will say, thank you for letting us know, but we've talked to him, our son, or whoever it is, and he's not going to come back.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's substance abuse issues or mental health issues. So is La Mesa doing much to try to reach out and get help for those who are willing to accept help in those kind of areas?
We do. You know, there's a number of groups. Some of our local churches are sponsoring those to help people get acclimated, those who really want to change. Mm-hmm. I mentioned East County Transitional Living out in El Cajon. They're probably one of the biggest ones that I'm aware of. And they have people, and if you come into their system, you have a place to live, you have clothes that they'll help provide you with, set up interviews for you. You just cannot drink or have any type of drugs.
Yeah, no, they have a very good program. I think the only issue with it is that the short-term housing is for anybody, and the long-term programs to get, say, things like job training and stuff is faith-based, so you can't do that if you're not of their particular faith. So that's a little bit of a gap in East County, I think, of where do you go if you're, you know, whatever, Jewish, atheist, Muslim, something else.
In my opinion, and I haven't spent much time talking to our supervisors about that, but they closed the mental health hospital, which I think was tragic.
Yes.
Because I've met people who have been in there before, and it was a way of them getting out and overcoming some of their problems. Some of the ones I know that were there, they're married, they have kids, so there are success rates there. But as a city, we don't have the facilities, we don't have the money, and the housing, I see it as people trying to be generous and trying to help out, but it's only a temporary issue. Exactly. For a temporary, it still gives them safety and warmth for a period of time, but it's not sustainable.
So you need the long-term, the long-term programs.
The whole county does.
Yeah, they do. I would agree with that, that maybe it's more should be done to talk to the supervisors, perhaps, and get them to do more. Let's talk about climate change. The state of California has some very ambitious new laws they've passed, one just this past week, this month, that would mandate basically becoming completely reliant on renewable energy sources in the very near future. La Mesa adopted a climate change plan of its own. How's that going?
It's great. I mean, when I talked about our city council working together well, it was a 5-0 vote.
Very good. One way of people getting out and not using their cars, we always hear you want people out on foot or other means of transportation, bicycles and things, but one of the new issues is these scooters, these electric rechargeable scooters that are short-term rentals. And I understand you've got some personal experience with scooters. Tell us about that.
I'd be happy to. I have a very weak ankle. I was thrown from a horse years ago.
Oh.
And so walking for any distance can really be a challenge.
That's tough for a candidate when you have to walk precincts.
Exactly. So what I thought is I thought I need to get a scooter.
Wow.
And my family members were very fearful. Dad, you're not as young as you used to be. Honey, be careful. So I'm thinking, you know, leave me alone. I'll be fine.
So you're precinct scooting now.
Yes. Now, there's some areas that are, you know, La Mesa, Jewel of the Hills.
Yeah.
Some of those hills, the scooter doesn't have. So it was nice of our mayor to give, well, not give, but loan Bill and I his golf cart.
Oh, that was nice.
So that helps us out, too, when the scooter has too steep of hills.
Yeah. What reaction do you get from voters when you scoot up to the doorway?
They smile and they make a comment and said, "Guy, that's very cool." And I just think it, you know.
Fun.
They don't see a city councilman as zipping around in a scooter.
Yeah. So given your perspective of having used these scooters, what are your thoughts about ideas the city is kicking around now, I understand, to try to regulate this? Because although it's certainly a useful form of transportation for a lot of folks, I understand there's also been some problems where these companies have come in and just sort of dumped the scooters. People are leaving them on curbs, blocking sidewalks, blocking handicapped access. Where is the appropriate balance there between making these available for folks who need the transportation versus making sure that it's not impeding the rights of or the safety of somebody else?
Very good question. I'll give you a little bit of a background. Last Tuesday, I awoke, along with many La Mesans, to find out that there's a new type of bird making its nesting grounds in La Mesa, and those were the bird scooters.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
Wow.
Hundreds of them in La Mesa.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, wait a minute, never heard anything about this. What's going on? So I sent a note to
the company,
the corporation, Bird, and I said, I'm Guy. I'm on the City Council of La Mesa, and I would like to talk to somebody about you're dropping off your scooters. I want to have some information.
How receptive were they?
They were amazingly receptive. In fact, they set up an appointment to meet with me at the end of last week. And I had two of their representatives and their regional distribution chairman. And he started explaining to me about their process. Now, we're one of the newer cities that they're doing this with. So they're on a learning curve as well.
Sure.
And we shared with them the same concerns that you brought up. We don't like them parked in a way that interfere with ADA ramps. They're just everywhere and nobody knows really where they came from. How are they going to do? So I paid a lot of attention to some of the Facebook pages. One particular is our La Mesa Happenings.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hundreds of people, I think, that responded to that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I put something up on my Facebook page about tell us your experience with scooters, and like everybody had an opinion, and a fair number had actually had or knew somebody who'd had some kind of an accident or a mishap, so that the helmet issue and whether they're ridden on the sidewalk or in the bike paths, you know, seems to be a big deal. I know there's state laws that say they're supposed to not be on sidewalks, but a lot of them don't follow the rules. And helmets, I guess they're talking about making them optional now, but doctors will tell you that, you know, that's not such a good idea.
No. I got all the concerns that people were sharing, not all of them, but a lot of them, which gave me enough information to meet with Bird and tell them here's what our concerns were. And they really want to open a dialogue with us.
Sure.
When they brought literally 200 plus scooters, and now they're probably less than half of that because they had to figure out how the model works, how it's going to work, drop off locations.
Are a lot of people using them?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Because if a scooter, the average use is 3 times a day. And if they're not used enough, then they'll take that scooter out and lower the number.
Maybe that solves that parking problem for farmers market. People can just scoot in.
Right. And one of the goals that I want, since I'm on the MTS board of directors, is to talk to MTS about docking locations for these scooters on some of our MTS, you know, stations.
That makes sense. And if they want to come into downtown or over to Grossmont Center or the hospital or something.
Correct. And La Mesa is a perfect city for the scooters, so people can get around. Over by my house, it's not so perfect because we're in the hills, but I think it's a great idea. And I enjoy riding mine. It's fun. The mayor actually rode one too.
No kidding.
And he's thinking of buying one. They're a popular means of, I think, reducing some of the traffic congestion.
Yeah.
On the other hand, a lot of the people that are using the scooters, because just as easy to walk, but you know, it's not always as fun.
Well, you heard it here first. We're going to have the La Mesa Council Scooter Brigade coming up, I think, soon, the rate they're going. Another issue I'd like to ask you about is the cannabis regulation. La Mesa voters, of course, a couple of years ago, put an initiative on the ballot that legalized dispensaries of medical marijuana. And I understand that because there was a lawsuit over the location due to some vague wording in the statute, that some on the council are now talking about possibly legalizing recreational marijuana with the idea of doing it before the voters can do so with possibly another poorly worded initiative. What are your views on that?
There's a couple of them actually on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate saying it this way, but the medical cards for marijuana are really kind of a farce. you can get one online.
It's true. I mean, they make a big deal about recreational versus the other versus medical, but really anybody who's a recreational user who says, I have a headache can get the card,
you know. Correct. And part of the problem.
If you're over 18.
Yeah. And part of the problem that develops is we do not tax medical use marijuana.
Right.
However, because the increase in law enforcement, the cost of managing and taking over some of the responsibilities with the shops here, we felt that it will be an important thing to add a tax to that.
Is that the excise or business tax that's going to
be? It's going to be an excise tax. It's, you know, it's going to apply to the owners, and so it'll give us extra amounts of money to help take care of bookkeeping, handling the funds. There's still some things we're not sure because if they want to come in and pay a fee or something, some of those are many thousands of dollars, and they won't be able to write us a check. They're going to bring in cash. We don't have the facility to take large amounts of cash. So we're going to have to do something, most likely over at the police department, where it's safe and secure.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's going to be a little extra.
So that we're talking about the business tax or excise tax measure that's going to be on the ballot coming up in November. Mm-hmm. Now, a separate issue that, you know, Councilman Baber mentioned when he was in was that there was some talk about possibly a council measure that would legalize recreational use. What are your thoughts on that?
Once again, there's a plethora of thoughts and a large spectrum of how people. I don't use it. It's legal, so I'm not going to do anything to oppose the change. Mm-hmm. But as I said earlier, it's already recreational.
It's a good point, in that people, the state has said that you can smoke it recreationally.
Yeah.
You could grow up the six plants yourself at your house if you want to. But they've left it up to each city or jurisdiction to decide whether they will allow dispensaries or manufacturing or any of these other marijuana-related businesses. So are you saying that you don't think that there's a need for recreational dispensaries to be legal because, wink, wink, nod, nod, people, if they really want it, they'll just get the medical card anyway?
I think there needs to be a recreational marijuana distribution because it puts some people in an awkward position. But the reason I'm saying it is because there's no difference right now, in my opinion, to recreational users that either get a card off the internet or they have a new place that they can go and use.
Do you believe that having it legal like that, having a legal dispensary, would reduce crime in terms of the problem of the illegal dispensaries that pop up that are unlicensed, where nobody knows what they're really selling? The sheriff guy that was around, former sheriff commander, Dave Meyer, he mentioned to me that some of those illegal ones are actually selling more than marijuana. They're seeing things like cocaine and methamphetamine being sold across the counter there.
Yeah, I totally agree. One of the things we did with our police department, well, when the proposition passed and we knew we were going to have to do it, we wanted to make sure that we shut down every illegal one. Mm-hmm. And as of probably 3 months ago, as far as we know, we have no illegal pot shots in the city of La Mesa.
One other issue. There's been a controversy for a long time about what should be done about the library. The one that's there right now was built on an interim basis with the idea that long-term there would be a permanent larger library built. And there's also been talk about a civic center, possibly, that, you know, has been a dream out there ever since Art Madrid was mayor, and it's sort of not happened. What are your views for the future, whether La Mesa should have a larger library and or a civic center?
We have a wish list that goes on. The way it worked out is talking to Diane Jacob and some others. When we built the police department and the interim library and our fire department, we had funds that were given to us by the county, redevelopment. And after we had those three, the interim library and the other things, those funds were taken away. So even though it might have been said, I wasn't on the council at that time, that we are going to build a permanent library, this is interim, with the funds gone, that means it would have to come out of our general fund. Ooh. The same with the Civic Center. I don't mind where we meet for city council. I really don't. I mean, I wouldn't mind meeting in a concert hut. But I feel bad that our staff members have to go to three different buildings and go outside to get to each one of them. They're trailers. Now, they're nice inside, but it's still, it would be easy and beneficial to them to have one building that was connected, where they can meet with each other. Mm-hmm. And it would also be nice to have a bigger library.
Yeah.
A lot of the people, though, that are saying we want to build a bigger library, when I narrow it down to them, they said, well, we actually want more room. Not necessarily the books or anything, that would be part of it, but we want room to meet in,
yeah.
to have little concerts, to have meetings in. And
yeah,
I agree with them on
that.
It's
kind of the libraries of the future. They're not just about books anymore. Yeah. It's about a community gathering place
yeah.
and all the high-tech stuff too, the internet.
Exactly. And Bill and Colin are working on that aspect.
Interesting.
Seeing maybe a possibility to expand the current library we have and see what we can do with the future. One of the options we've always looked at is partnerships. Yeah. Let's suppose a large corporation wants to have its headquarters in La Mesa or something like that. We could do a partnership with them where we provide the land and other things, and we would piggyback on each other. So we're still looking at options.
Very interesting. Guy, who are your major endorsers for your candidacy?
I've had an opportunity to really meet with a lot of our friends and cohorts in other cities. And so I have the mayor of La Mesa, San Marcos, Santee. Yeah, I have about 15 to 20 city council members that endorse me. Lori Zapf and and then also Ron Roberts on the supervisors, Kristen Gaspar as well.
You were mentioning earlier that La Mesa is kind of unique among local cities, I think, and that no political party has a majority. We have two Republicans, you're one of them, but there's also a Democrat, Colin Parent, and then there's two independents now, Christine Licio and the mayor, Mayor
yeah.
Rathastathis. So that's quite unique, I think.
It is.
Good to see people working together across the aisle.
Well, I get kudos all the time from other people who say, you are probably one of the most effective councils in all of San Diego because you work well together. And the other thing is, we all have, well, most of us, have a sense of humor.
Oops.
And if you've come to our meetings, you'll see us laughing a number of times, not at anybody or anything, but just something somebody said or how it affected everybody else. So we like being with each other.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Listeners, for those of you that just tuned in, we're speaking with Councilman Guy McWhirter from the La Mesa City Council about his reelection campaign. Guy, where can people find more about you and your candidacy?
I have a Facebook page, and it's Guy McWhirter, City of La Mesa. I also have a website, which is Guy, and then the number 4, LaMesa.com. That one's still under construction, but gives a little bit of information.
I'm going to let you have a last word here today, Councilman McWhirter. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy?
Sure. Serving on the City Council for the last 4 years has been one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had. I like being around people, and I especially like being around those people who want to make a difference. And a lot of the people I get a chance to deal with want to make La Mesa better. They want things to improve. They want to raise their kids here. When we go door to door, so many people we run into have said, we've just moved to La Mesa because of your reputation. And that's a neat thing to have, and we want to keep that reputation growing and shiny.
Wonderful. Well, it's my hometown. I certainly love La Mesa, and I thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.